This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, July 25th. God's word for you today is engage. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 19, verse 12 to 13. And it says, "He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come." Our text over the next few days is from Luke 19, verse 11 to 13. Luke 19, verse 15 to 26. Please read. The first thing we are told is that Jesus was near to Jerusalem, meaning Jesus was approaching the cross. The time he would leave his disciples and lay down his life. It was a crucial time in Jesus' life. He was getting close to his death, and there was a misunderstanding of his purpose among his followers. There was a misunderstanding of the kingdom. They thought the physical kingdom should appear immediately. So Jesus told them a parable to clear the air, to give them the proper perspective. Jesus told them that he was going to receive the physical kingdom they are expecting and to return with it. Jesus is coming again. I was speaking with someone that I disciple. He had an issue with why God likes to take glory where he has not labored. He said, "Nobody will work so hard at being successful, attain it, and he will expect that the person will give glory to God. Does this sound ridiculous to you?" However, it is a legitimate question. I said to him, "God is the source of all things, and he is the source of our lives. The mouth you are using to ask this question, he, God, gave you. The brain you are using to analyze, he gave you. Without him, the breath you have taken while we are having this conversation, you cannot take it. The hand you intend to use to do the work, if it does not move, what are you going to do? At the most, you will walk to the hospital. So God deserves the glory of our lives. He is God all by himself. So, from our anchor text, we see three categories of servants. Which of the categories are you in? Are you in the category of those that God will look for more talents to add to theirs? Or are you in the category of those that God will have to take from so that he can give those of us who will use well what we have been given? If God has blessed you with a talent or a gift, it could be a treasure. It could be time availability. It could be a talent and you do not use it. You are going to lose it. It is in the Bible. You use it or lose it. It is your choice. At the end of the day, when Jesus comes, where will you be? Will you be in the category of those that they will add more to? Or will you be in the category of those that they will take away from? God is going to show up and take account. Jesus was talking about two kingdoms. He was teaching us that the kingdom of God has two expressions. The first is the visible kingdom, and the second is the invisible kingdom. The visible kingdom is that which has been prophesied for centuries by the prophets in the Old Testament. A time when Jesus will rule on earth physically through the Messiah from Jerusalem. The invisible kingdom is felt, not seen. Read Luke 11, verse 20. You do not see it, but you can spread it. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and the wisdom to spread the kingdom and to occupy till you come, just as you have commanded me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.